Welcome to our Trendcast, the state of the travel industry. It is high season in most parts of the travel industry. It's an essential time for a successful year 2023. In a series of shortcasts, ITB Berlin is asking travel trade insider and analysts around the globe about the current situation. How is the travel industry performing in summer 23? Who are the outperformer? And what are the major tasks and challenges for our industry? I am Dirk Rogel, member of the Board of Experts of ITB Congress in Berlin, and today we took a focus into the Chinese market. I'm looking forward to 300 seconds with Lydia Li, Deputy General Manager, Messe Berlin Shanghai, just preparing ITB China, the leading B2B travel trade show taking place in September in Shanghai. Welcome, Lydia.
Hi, Dirk. Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for inviting me here.
So good to see you. And you're a real expert, of course, about the Chinese market. So please explain a little bit for us. We know after the pandemic, easing in travel have arrived relatively late in China compared to other regions in the world. What happened within the Chinese travel industry after January the 8th by the end of the quarantine for international arrivals?
Yeah, it is the January 8th. This is the exciting time date, I want to say, for this year. So the requirement for mandatory COVID testing and the centralized quarantine upon entry all have been lifted. So right after that, the surge requirement from the Chinese travelers on the international travel actually skyrocketed, we can say. So I think it shows the pent-up demand and desire to travel abroad. At the same time, you know, our travel Chinese tourism agencies, operators, they have swiftly taken action and launched quite diversified outbound travel products. However, also in the process of recovery, there also we face some challenges. For example, some popular European and American countries, we have difficult to book visa appointments. With these reservations already scheduled, I think, until the end of the year. So besides this, the slow recovery of international flight capacity, also high prices, I think other factors also hindered the revival of China outbound tourism. But overall speaking, I think the Chinese travel market is under positive and steady recovery, just like all other countries of the world when you open up the cross-border travel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bookings go rocket, you say, which is a good news. Can you describe this with numbers, which is pretty hard for the current year? But do you have any estimations about the estimated volume or growth rate for this year in the travel industry in China?
Yeah, actually, we can take reference from the domestic travel. So till now, till today, Chinese domestic travel has reached a full recovery, even surpassed the pre-pandemic. I give you some figure, maybe you will be interested. The recent Dragon Boat Festival holiday, that is in last month, in June, a total of 106 million domestic tourist trips were made in the nationwide. So it is a year-on-year growth of 32%, and then it's recovered almost 113% of the comparable the period in 2019. So it's the best tourism performance in the past 5 years. This is amazing, I think, the numbers. So just I mentioned, for the recovery of domestic tourism, we think can be clearly demonstrates the strong demand for travel.
Absolutely, which is good news. But on the other hand, Lydia, destinations all over the world have felt the lack of travelers from China in their income.
Yeah.
So how quick do you think will come the full recovery in outgoing tourism from China, which is probably most important question for our international audience here?
The Chinese domestic travel can be a mirror. This is also can provide variable insights for the outbound market. So also from the market potential and the market trends and then the consumer behavior. I think you will be interested with, okay, what can be the trends for the Chinese tourists? So we observe the individualized small group And independent travel, they have become the trend now. So Chinese tourists now show more interest to those vacation destinations. So just as you mentioned, and outbound China. So Asia remaining the favorite, I think, the holiday destination for Chinese tourists now. On the one side, our neighboring countries, they did and keep doing a lot of promotion in China market. Also, on the other side, the long distance travel also require more days. And then plus, it's more convenient to get visa, flight more convenient, and the short distance is more friendly. At this moment, I just say, huh?
When we look a little bit further, at ITB China opens up on September 12th in Shanghai. What are the most important trends and topics this year on your show?
ITB China, this year, we're making our comeback as an in-person event from the September, that's mid-September, 12th to 14th in Shanghai. So we will bring back together the top-level buyers from China nationwide, again, together with global travel destinations and their service providers. So when speaking about trends, we think the unique tourist routes, the in-depth tours, as well as the customized travel, this will providing richer and more immersive experience. This will be more and more popular. So also the influence of technology for the whole industry is also increasing significant. So we will have quite some interesting topic about like, okay, how destinations, suppliers, and the travel agencies, they utilize new technologies and the ways of product marketing. And also for travel experience, there will be like our highlight topic in this year's exhibition. And the other importance is to pay more attention to the young generation. Yeah. And as they love to share on social media platforms. So for example, TikTok in China, we have Little Red Book, WeChat. So capturing their interest can help drive the popularity of the travel products. This is also an important trend. Yeah.
Absolutely. So there are lots of topics on ITB China as a place to meet in the travel industry in September. There's a lot of dynamic in the Chinese travel industry. Thank you so much for these insights, Lydia. See you soon on ITB China in September in Shanghai.
Thank you. See you soon in Shanghai.
Thank you.